Republicans are ahead in several contested races in early and in-person voting. They include Congressman John Katko in central New York and Claudia Tenney, who is seeking her old seat back in a district that stretches from the southern tier to parts of the North Country. Republican Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis has already declared victory over Democrat Matt Rose in a seat that includes Staten Island. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy says he's pleased to regain GOP congressional representation in New York City.
That is tremendous that we are restoring strength to our party in the city of New York. And I think it bodes very well as we look at the mayoral race next year and as we look at statewide offices.
Langworthy says his party believes it will also hang on to an open seat on Long Island held by Republican Congressman Peter King. In the state Senate, the results of early and in-person voting favor Republicans in five contested seats on Long Island and in the lower Hudson Valley and New York City. Senate GOP Minority Leader Robert Ort calls it a course correction, and he says it's a repudiation of one-party control. He says it's also a rejection of some of the majority Democrats' policies, including bail reform and other criminal justice changes. He says some GOP candidates are leading in districts with more Democratic than Republican enrollment.
The people of New York, of all political stripes, did not like what they saw the last 2 years. And they want to see something different. They want to see more balance. They want to see checks.
Langworthy says Democrats in the legislature abdicated their lawmaking powers during the pandemic to Governor Andrew Cuomo when they gave the governor emergency decision-making authority, including over the state budget. And he says that hurt them in the elections. Langworthy, speaking outside the state capitol, which is closed to the public due to the pandemic, gestured toward the building where the governor and his staff have their offices.
Father doesn't know best. He thinks he does. But we have senators and assembly members that are elected by their own constituencies, and they need to be heard. And I think that it was a rebuke of incumbents.
Democrats counter that Republicans are too hasty to claim the wins. Democratic Senate Campaign Committee Chair Senator Michael Gianaris, speaking on public radio's The Capitol Press Room, says Democrats voted absentee in larger numbers than did Republicans, so the early results showing GOP wins could change when all of the votes are counted.
We knew that there's an overwhelming Democratic absentee vote that has to be counted still in a lot of our districts. So given our projections, we fully expected that some of these close races we were going to be behind on election night and ultimately win. That's the posture we're in right now.
Democrats had hoped to definitively win a veto-proof supermajority of 42 seats, but so far they have not achieved that. Gianera says Democrats have solidly retained 36 seats, though, of their former 40-seat majority.
The majority is intact with a sizable cushion. That number is going to grow.
They are favored to hold on to three former Republican-held seats in western New York, and Gianaris believes five more seats that are initially in the Republican column could ultimately be taken by Democrats when all of the ballots are counted. Senate GOP leader Ort says he does not think that absentee ballots will change the results of the races where Republicans lead. But the GOP is not taking any chances. They've already gone to court seeking to impound ballots in several races.
We want to make sure that the hard-fought wins and gains of our candidates last night are not altered or taken away when this process is concluded.
The absentee ballot counting and court action means it will be weeks before the outcome of some of the races are known. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.